I saw the service struggle to get a fire chief, and I thought, well, you know, now would be a good time to try or apply for the job, and let's see what happens. And so I applied, and they selected me. You know, I've been in the community 22 years. I want to give back, and this was just a way to do it. I had pretty much set on retiring, but I did this instead.
And so I wonder, as somebody then who's worked in this department before in different capacities and has lived in the community even when you weren't working here, what do you think are keys to having a successful fire chief and somebody who will stay?
You have to have a passion for the community. You have to like what you're doing. I want us to have a good, solid fire EMS service with plenty of volunteers. And I think that's one of the things that will make us successful.
Right now we're talking and it's pretty early in your tenure in this position. Do you have any priorities that you're going to try and fast track right away?
I don't know what the priorities are yet. I'm just kind of sort of taking them day by day. I hope to be proactive with things. Instead of reactive with them, I like to get things set up in advance, know what's coming at me.
There's been a lot of debate about the structure of DPS, whether fire and police divisions should be separate, whether they should be independent or not. I guess I'm wondering how you feel about this and where you stand.
So this is the only organization I've ever worked in where police, fire, corrections, dispatch, everything was all together. This is the only one I've ever worked in like this. I don't know that I really have a preference one way or another. That's all I know here is being together. So it's hard to say what it would be like to be separate.